Channel Smash. Everyone's got admin who needs admin, including me. Just waiting for the server to start here. I don't know why they aren't starting at the moment, so I'll drop them into some music. Just pissing about with the music settings there. You never know, Riddick might even like this one. But again, I haven't actually worked out what sort of music Riddick actually likes. Probably likes Noddy or something. And I'm sorry, Riddick, I haven't got any Bob the Builder or the Tweenies or anything like that either. Nothing's where you're at when you ain't got something. You'll never get it back. It's coming on like a drug. The universal power of one, but it don't mean nothing if it all comes undone. Okay guys, apparently the delay is actually brain damage is taking a shit. So we're just waiting for brain damage to finish up on his shit and then it'll be done. Okay, he's back now, hopefully it'll start. Brain damage, in case you don't know, and in case you're listening or not, I don't know, even if you listen to the recording later on, 22 people have just known that you've gone for a shit at the start of Slapdash.
Some skin. If we ain't got that, then we ain't got much. We ain't got nothing. Hades are actually ready, I'm just waiting for NF to say they're ready.
Set me free, set me free, set me free. Stop tearing up my heart, tearing me up.
Here we go guys, 30 second count now. Quickly run through the teams again in case you've forgotten them in that short spell. Hades, who are Storm. First map is Slapdash, by the way. So on Storm we have Bandulu, Enrion, Viper, Spigs, Little Boots, Wildy, Brain Damage, Reddick, Sawyer, Brosmani, Snipshit, Wongo, Bunny, and Chino. On Inferno, which is No Fear, we have Tajant One, Tajus Vasa, Infiniti, V2, Lufigun, Lobotomy, Vati, FaZe, Najukati. Oh, crap, they've all moved around at the start of the match. Anyway, I'll just look through people who I think I missed. Parla, Moonbone, Kupinsetta. If I've missed anyone, I do apologise, no fear, people, but the match started too quick. We were watching Luffy going in a strike straight up at the start. Yeah, a nice long way around. Ooh, I'm not going to give too many things here. I want to say what the NF people are doing with their vehicle pad, but I know a few of the Hades people are listening here, so I don't want to give too many tactics away, as it seems to be a long tactic. And as soon as he's underway, then I'll let you know what's happening, but... Anyway, we've got Bunny here, who seems to be the turret monkey for the Hades team, just deploying some spike turrets, got an inventory station out there, and Vati seems to be the turret monkey for the No Fear team, deploying some turrets around the vehicle pad. That's going to get bombed. I know the Hades team, they'll bomb that. Kupinsetta is just trying to get into a bomber, so it's definitely doing some bombing here for the NF team. No grabs as of yet. Luffy guns actually died, first person to die. Killed by Borzmeli, one of the greatest hits. Watching Moonbone, who's a Shrike D. Ooh, being shot! Don't know who's shooting him. I'll soon see, as soon as that Shrike is destroyed, Shrike is gonna die. Shrike dies, not sure who it was who shot it, because he didn't tell me. But Moonbone kills themselves. Parla is in a tank. Got Little Boots, is a rape this No Fear Generator. No Fear Generator is down, raped by Little Boots. Little Boots is now killed by Kukinkin. We have Vape, who's a heavy on flag for the No Fear team. The No Fear Generators are down here. They've got an inventory station at the top there, so we're just going to get a repair pack out of that, and I'm sure that'll be up in no time. Let's go and see if we can watch the... Oh, Spigs is doing some nice spamming here. In a tank, that is. Spamming lots of mortars in. Just dropped my mic there. Let's see if we can see where Spigs was actually spamming. I think it was a vehicle pad. The direction of the mortars could either suggest the vehicle pad or the flag. I'm not sure which. Oh, is this Little Boots here? I think it is. There's Little Boots, who's going in for raping the generator again, but he's bodged up there and he's down on the ground now. He meant to go through the top window. Anyway, he's got in through, dropping a few mortars, got a shield pack on in medium. Killed a couple, still alive. Trying to kill the sentry turret, but no, kills himself. Grenades himself, that is. NF vehicle pad is down. Vehicle pad has just come back up. Still no grabs on the flag as of yet. Let's go over to watch Lobotomy, who looks like he's doing a bit of light. Heavy mortars coming in on the vehicle pad now. Let's go and have a look who's spamming these mortars. It's Hades mortars onto the NF vehicle pad. As far as I know, it is a tank. It is the tank. I think it's Spigsy's tank. Nice spamming there. It is. It's Spigs and Chano in a tank right out of bounds. Miles out of bounds. Speeding along, going to different positions, spamming the vehicle pad from lots of different positions. Nice tactic there by the Hades guys. It's basically an unbeatable tactic unless they actually get a strike in the air, but they can't get a strike in the air because he's spamming the vehicle pad. Just watching Spigs at the moment still. Spigs and Chano. And they're in position again, spamming mortars again. Let's just double check they're actually going onto the vehicle pad. This is from like the other side of the map. They have got a couple of strikes up, the NF team. And mortars hitting the vehicle pad. Vehicle pad is down. Actually, some of the mortars are actually missing, but not missing by too much, so at least it is killing the vehicle pad. NF did manage to get, I think, one, two strikes up. And it looks like a bomber as well. And now we've got an NF strike chasing down the tank. The Shrike is nearly dead, and I would guess that the Shrike is being chained. Tank is being shot. Now the Shrike was missiled by the driver. I think it was the driver. No, it was Spigs in the gunner seat. Nice tactic there. Spigs and Chano have got that sorted on Slapdash. I bet they can keep the vehicle pad down for the most of the map there. The turret for the NF team is being shriked. Shriked dead now. The flags haven't even been touched yet. And they always even tried to attack the flags. Alright, let's go and see if we can have a look at the Hades flag. Haiti's flag is fine. They've got a heavy on flag. They've got turrets. I don't think it's being actually attacked much because the Haiti's offense is doing so much. Taking out the vehicle pad, taking out the generators, taking out pretty much everything, and their base hasn't had an attack in quite a while, it seems. They've only got a couple of light D. I think they've got heavy. Little Boots has now grabbed the flag, was blocked by the heavy on flag, being chained hard, being elfed, and dies. Brain damage is shot by FaZe. Snipch actually dropped from the server there for a minute, but he's back, and he's back in his team now. Flag is back on its stand. Heavy on flag is down. Let's see if Hades can capitalize on that. They are now disking turrets from a distance. See who that is disking them. It was Bros Melly. I don't see any cappers coming in as of yet. I don't see the heavy on flag getting back yet. Yet the light D is now back. Kappa did try to come in. I think Bros Melly tried to go and get a little cap there, but he was killed off. Hades really should be trying to cap here, because now the heavy on flag is back on the flag stand. The mortars now from the other side of the map are now coming back onto the vehicle pad. Actually missing the vehicle pad, but near enough. And now it's down. Now vehicle pad is down. That's Spigs again in his tank. Back in the first position, and now he's probably going to go shooting off to the second position. In fact, I think he's got three positions, all different ways around the map. One from the left, one from the middle, and one from the right. All behind, out of bounds. Keeping that vehicle pad down all the time. And the generator's down on the no fear side of the base. Hader's seriously kicking ass here. NF can't do a thing. They haven't got the vehicle pad. They haven't got the base. They haven't got anything. I think in a matter of minutes here, Hades is going to start to cap, and I don't think they have much of a problem. Here comes a bomber, dropping bombs onto the NF flag. That hasn't killed anyone, but Brosmelli's taking the flag pretty much. Not a lot of hitting him. Bit of chain now. Now a turret has hit him. He's got about a little bit of health. Not a lot at all. The bomber now turns around to go and bomb the chasers. Chain hasn't got a lot of health now. One more chain bullet, and he's going to die, but he's nearly back at his own flag. Oh, and he's down. Najukar kills him. Bomb's being dropped on the flag. But FaZe managed to return it before FaZe is killed by a bomber. Oh, actually, no, sorry, that was actually the other team's bomber. Anyway, we now have brain damage with the flag. Killed. Taken out by Luffy Gun. Luffy Gun disked him. Now the game is actually moving. Let's run down through some pings here. Now the game is actually moving. Let's see what they are like. Well, we've got Bunny with a really crap ping of 4,605. Chaino with a pretty crap one of 280. Bunny is pinging really bad, actually. He's got between 2,000 and 4,000 constantly. Why don't they sub him for someone else? I do not know. 5,000 now. Bunny's ping is really hurting him here. They've got one person over 200, which is Chaino. Then all NF are between 180, and their lowest player is on 80 at the moment. Where we've got Hades on a lot of people between 60 and 100 is the majority of their team, but they have got Bunny really putting up their average. Bunny's actually stabilised now at 300. Let's go and watch Bunny. What is he doing? I think he's heavy on flag. Ping doesn't really matter too much. Now he's being bombed. Bunny is being bombed. He doesn't get killed there. That wasn't really very good bombing, I must say. Oh, and now there's an MO trying to kill Bunny, who's heavy on flag. Doing a pretty good job at it. And now V2's got the pickup. V2's picked up the flag. Here he comes. He's getting quite far. He's not a lot of chain on him like there was on the Hades flag carrier. He's passed the flag off. I'm not sure who to. Let's just have a look. Flag was passed off, but it was actually returned by Enrion before the... Yeah, I think I'm not sure who he passed it off to, actually. But anyway, it was returned. And now we've got Moonbone, who's picked up the flag. About half health. Not going to get back into his strike, which I think he may have tried there. He's actually gone front to back here. And he's going to go over the Hades vehicle pad. That doesn't seem like the most sensible thing to me. Now killed by a missile. And the flag's right in the ditch near the Hades base. And now the generator's been taken down again. Oh no, it hasn't been taken down. But Sawyer was in there in medium trying to take it down. Just having a look at the NF base here, all of their inventory stations have been raped, but the generators are still up at the moment. The vehicle pad is still up as well, but we have got Little Boots on the top of the Nofia base, grenading the vehicle pad. I don't know why he's doing that. I don't see why he doesn't just go in the base, take out the generator, and then grenade the vehicle pad. But anyway, let him do as he pleases, because he's dead now. No, sorry, Little Boots is dead. It looks like Sawyer is dead as well. Anyway, the score is 3-2. We've got 14 minutes left. 10 minutes played here already. It is slapdash. It's the number one match. I must say, it does seem at the start of the match, Hades were having a hell of a lot of the advantage. I think they still have got a lot of the advantage. The NF MPB is just being destroyed now by a Shrike. It is destroyed by a Shrike. And now the Shrike, which was killing the MPB, is killed by a Shrike. Now it's killed by a missile. The Shrike missed it. But yeah, I mean, NF have been put under a lot more pressure with their base. They've had their vehicle pad down for a great amount of time. It's down at the moment, actually. It's just being repaired, and now it's being shriked. It's not actually been killed, because they're repairing it again straight away. But yeah, NF have really been under pressure here in defense. And I don't think Hades has been under that much pressure. And I think there's a bomber there for Hades, and here comes the Kappa. Picks it up, it's brain damage, good run, tries to get back into his strike, jumped into the back of his strike, that doesn't do his health any good at all. Did have almost full health, now he hasn't got a lot, and now his chase is actually going to catch up with him. If he didn't try and jump back in that strike, I reckon he could have got home easily. He may still get home easily. He's about halfway now, he's going to a nice long side route. Oh, Shriker tries to run him over, just misses. Oh, Shriker's now blasting him. Overshot a little bit, he's got a bit of cover now. Passes the flag off. Pass off doesn't work too well, but Snipchat's picked it up. Now Snipchat's under heavy chain and mid-aired. Mid-aired by V2. Brain damage has picked up the flag again. Now dissed. That was a bad pass off, brain damage, I think, originally in the first place. And the flag looks like it's going to be... Oh, it's picked up by Brosmelli, who's got back into his Shrike. Brosmelli's in his Shrike. Shrike being chained, but that's not going to do much to the Shrike. He's got full shield. Back at his flag now. Jumps out. Here comes the Cap. Cap 1-0. 1-0 to Hades. 104-2 is the score after 12 and a half minutes of play. We've got 12 and a half minutes left on the clock here. 1-0 Hades. And Brosmelli gets back in his strike. That didn't even hurt him one little bit, I don't think. Stopping off, I think, to an inventory station to pick up an energy pack. He didn't have an energy pack at the time. Someone's nicked off with his strike. Alright, watching Luffy Gun at the moment, which looks like a strike deep. Spiggs is still tanking that. I don't know if he's actually died yet. I don't think he has. He's just there the whole game, going around the back of the whole bases. Just tanking. Luffy Gun tries to take him out with his strike, but now the tank just chains the strike, and the strike's run away. That tank's pretty much unbeatable at the back there, unless they've got probably a couple of Shrike D on it. Chainer and Spig's doing a great job in the tank. We've got Bunny here, they're having our flag. We've got a couple of people attacking now, grenades coming in, but the Kappa was taken out there. I didn't see who it was, but the Kappa was taken out by Enrion. It was V2 who was a Kappa, Enrion snipe. Bunny is really pinging back here. Trying to walk onto the flag zone, it's like watching a lagger warping idiot. He's pinging anywhere between 300 and 8,000. The ping at the moment is 800. Ridiculous. Watch him trying to walk. He's trying to walk to his MPB now to get, I don't know, what, probably some more ammo. It's bad. Oh, God, how can you play like that? I'm really pissing off. What is he, a 6K or something? Connection. Anyway, not much is happening there. Scores 104-2 by brain damage. Picks up the flag. Doesn't go for his strike this time. Shrike still survived, but he doesn't go to get in it. Now this is a much better run. A lot of speed. One chaser, two chasers, both with chain. Quite far away. I think one of the chasers was taken out. Now he's been dissed. He's really high up in the air. A couple of chasers and a Shrike. Shrike's going to... Oh, Shrike just misses. Out of the air by Vito. Nice shot by Vito. Gotta say, mid-air, he was well high up in the air. A few hundred meters, and it looks like Viper's picked it up, and Viper's capped it. 2-0, 205-2 is the score. 2-0 to Hades. 9 minutes 55 seconds left. Can Hades get another couple of caps just to cap out here? I think they can. This is a number one match, remember. NF did beat Hades recently. I think NF beat the, I think it was the end of February. It's not too long, only about a month and a half ago NF was actually beating Hades. But it was two completely different maps. Remember correctly, it was Boss and Minotaur. Anyway, we've got Brosmelli here. He's going to get back into his strike. Is he? Yes, he's back in his strike. Strike's being chained hard. Strike dies. Riddick team killed it. Riddick team killed his turbocraft. It died. Brosmelli died. I blame Riddick. The strike was going to die anyway, but I just like to blame Riddick anyway. Anyway, here we have, at the moment, I am watching Bandulu, who's a pilot for a bomber, bombing the NF flag. Now they're flying over to the base. He's got a heavy on the back, and he's got a bombardier, obviously, trying to bomb the vehicle. Now he's turned around and come back towards the flag. Nothing taking out that bomber. Anyway, brain damage, he's got the flag again. Halfway home, does a disc jump. He's doing pretty good. He's got no one chasing him. Full health. No one chasing him at all. Now someone's chasing him. I can see a bit of chain. None of the chain is hitting him. And he's right near his flag. While V2 picks up the flag for NF. V2's being hit pretty hard here. He's got over the hill though. V2 is probably going to die any second. He's got about a third health. He's being chased by two chasers and two shrikes. Bunny now has a flag. Brain damage passed it off to him. V2's dropped it. Enrian kills him. Bunny is probably going to lag and take about 6 minutes to get back to this vehicle, to the flag. Here he comes. He's capped it. Bunny is the heavy on flag for the Hades team. It's a cap. 307-3 is the score. 7 minutes 50 seconds left on the clock. Alright, switching Vati for Team NF, who's just deploying some turrets. Now, let's watch this bombing team again. Same bombing team. See if we can find out the exact three players in the bomber. Surfing through quickly. Spix is still doing his tanking at the back of the NF base to try and take out the vehicle path. I can't believe this has been there the whole game. Anyway, bombing, we've got Wongo. Wongo's actually, I don't know if he's doing the pilot or the actual bombing. I think he's the pilot this time around. Bombing the vehicle, perhaps, but there's not really any point because Spiggs is taking it out with his tank. V2 picks up the flag, no speed at all, he's going to get killed. Hey, there's no one chasing him just as yet. Now there is. Sniping missing. Killed by Bunny with the chain gun. How does Bunny manage to chain gun? Bunny at the moment has a ping of 400. It's one of them lucky shots, but he wasn't going too fast anyway. That bomber, the Hades bomber's just owning them completely. Searching brain damage, he's completely and utterly missed the flag there. Parlo's picked up the flag for NF, he's been taken out. Score is 307-5, 6.5 minutes left. Now watching brain damage now, oh, he's managed to get a pretty good run here going, oh, couple of strike D, gonna run him over, one missed, second one missed as well. Oh, and he's a friendly strike, has passed him off a strike. Shrike's, oh, the shield is dead, nearly dead strike. Oh, the strike survives and he's gonna cap. And it's a cap out, no it's not, he missed the flag stand. There we go, now he's got it. Cap out for Hades. Score 485. If you look at the individual scores, Hades has got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people of their top of the top high scorers of the game. Oh, Hades. Hades completely win that one out. Cap out 407-5. Not something along that those lines. Anyway, next map up tonight is Euro Tour Baden. And while that is loading up, I'm going to drop you into some music. Let me just find a nice good one which I can drop you into. There you go, I was like, this one's a half time sort of song. I don't know why, but I find it funny.
You know, I've often wondered, and I suppose you would have too, what makes people around the world sound the way they do? their accents are all so different, though the language is the same. So out of curiosity, I thought I'd ask some of me mates. I started with me mate the Wog, his name is Mario. He said, oh, I don't really understand, but I give her a go. Eh.
I got this pubic hair. She's stuck on my top lip. And no matter how I move me mouth, I can't move him. I blow him with me garlic breath with me chin out like this. But still that fucking pubic hair, she's stuck on my top lip.
In this old world, there's not a thing to drive you to despair.
In that tiny, smelly, little, stinking, fishy pubic hair. Hey!
Now, Bluey Mills, he's a mate of mine, and he's knocked around a bit. From shearing sheds and drilling rigs to sewers shoveling shit. He's been there, seen it, done it all, and sometimes he's done it twice. And if any bloke'd know it's him, so I'll ask Bluey for advice. It was one night round the barbie, when we'd knocked back one or two. I said, Blue, old son, how come you fucking sound the way you do? Well, I got this fucking pubic hair stuck right up me nose. And I snort and sniff and go like this, but the bastard never goes. So if you reckon I sound different, that's the reason I suppose. This piddly fucking pubic hair stuck right up me nose.
In this old world, there's not a thing to drive you to despair.
Like an unwelcome and unwanted orphan fanny pubic hair. I could see a pattern forming after Mario and Blue, and I was starting to twig a bit why we sounded like we do. And I was sitting drinking thinking when me old mate Jock walked in, and I thought, now he's got a real strong accent, so perhaps I should ask him. It'll probably cost me a couple of beers, cause he won't hit his kick. Although I bought a beer and I asked him, I tell you, I'm fucking glad I did.
Arrrrrrr, got this wee little pubic hair stuck there on my roof. No matter how I roam my tongue, I can't pray it loose. So that's the reason, laddie, that I talk the way I do. Sure you would with a pubic hair stuck there on your roof.
In this old world, there's not a thing to drive you to despair.
Than a wee springy, sprightly, curly pubic hair.
Well, a pattern, it was there all right, but I wasn't quite convinced. Because they're all Europeans. I thought, well, what about the Chinks? Because they got a funny way of talking, and I'm pretty sure you'll agree that they don't even look like us, let alone sound like you and me. So I went out for a Chinese meal, because I really like their chow. And I asked the waiter, and I tell you what, I'm fucking convinced now.
Ha! Ha! I've got this little pubic hair stuck in back of throat. Hold tongue down and breathe like this, but fucking thing won't go. That's why Oriental gentlemen always say, ha so, fucking little pubic hair stuck in back of throat. Ha so.
In this old world, there's not a thing to drive you to despair.
And hard to move and hard to swallow, little pubic hair.
That's right, Jimmy. That's right.
Oh, my God. I wonder if Billy Connolly has this problem.
This one's already been on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. Got any Faith by Limp Bizkit? No, Enrune, I haven't. Well, actually, I have, but I'm not going to play it because it's crap.
Like an exotic drink, the radio playing songs that I have never heard. I don't know what to say. Oh, not another word, just la 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 la. It goes around the world, just la 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 la.
Quick little run through the teams anyway, might as well.
Ooh.
Braz Melly made a nice choice. Braz Melly says he's got an emerald sword. How about this? Anyway, well, that, the match is actually starting. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Right, we've got Hades, a Little Boots, Big Sawyer, Chaino, Riddick, Snipshit, Wongo, Wildy, Brain Damage, Viper, Enrin, Brosmelly, Bandulu, Flash X. No Fear are Inferno. We've got Luffy Gun, Tajik 1, Vati, FaZe, Kupinsetta, V2, Moonbone, Lobotomy, Pala, Vave, Kutenkan, Infinity, Tazis Vata and Nujik Jakat or something like that. Alright, here we go. Watching Brain Damage. Just got into a strike here. He looks like he's doing a strike D. I would change players, but I can't. There we go, that's better. Watching Brosmelly, he's got a quick grab there. Oh, stupid Observerhood keeps showing me vehicles and people get in them. I would follow Brosmelly. Here we go, I'm back onto Brosmelly now, half health, just done a distance to get up here. Well, I think he did side to side grab there. Now Luffy Gun's run him over. Oh, this is really frustrating. Whenever anyone jumps out of a strike or gets into a strike, it observes them, but it's just random, it doesn't do it every time, it just does it sometimes. Anyway, flags in the field at the moment. Watch of Luffy Gun. Watching Luffy Gun here, just got out of his strike. No, isn't he? He must have died. Now he's in spawn armor. Alright, let's have a look around the NF flag. Oh, Moonbone's picked up the flag. Not a bad grab. I think one hit by one spider, so it's sniped. Almost dead now. Couldn't get over the hill, so he's skiing down the hill. And dropped it. Viper chained him down. Oh, this base is down. The NF base is down. Hades have raped it. I can't keep watching and seeing who's doing it, because as soon as anyone gets into a strike, it switches to them. Really annoying. If anyone can make a really good Observerhood, you know, just go ahead and I think Omroth is designing some auto-observer script or something which looks pretty good. Brain Damage, can he get back into a strike? He has, he's got back into a strike, but Shrike dies. Shrike's dead and he's dropped the flag. Score is 2-1 to Hades. 2-1 in grabs, that is. No caps as of yet. Sorry, the map is Euro 2 Baden. It's V2's got a pretty good grab there. Quite a lot of speed. He's got an over the hill. He's over the hill. Probably 2/3 health. I think he's used his health pack there. Now he's skiing down. Oh, he's been... No, he hasn't been taken out there. Someone jumped out of a strike. And that really annoyed me because it's gone off him. Right, V2 now. He's back at his own flag. This is going to be a cap. 1-0 NF. 1-0 NF. And just as that happens, Brosmelly runs him over on the flag stand, but he managed to cap it just before that happened. 102-2 the score is here. No Fear winning. No Fear winning this match here now. Sorry, winning this map. Of course, Hades won the first map. Slapdash 4-0. No Fear, I'm watching No Fear V2. I think he just danced around in his strike. I'm not sure. I saw some arms wave or something. Strike. I don't know if that can happen. Anyway, yeah, Moonbone just sitting in a strike. Looks like he's probably waiting for a pickup or for a grab. Watching Brain Damage, who's died. Spigsy killed. Spigs had mined the NF flag stand and killed his own Kappa. Not sure why. This looks like Moonbone going for a grab here. Moonbone's got the grab, but body blocked. I want to see your body blocked. Oh, I could have seen your body blocked now, but I can't. I think it was somebody. Brosmelli's picked up the flag here. Brosmelli's being taken out by turrets and infinite ET spike turret kills, and Moonbone's just dropped the flag. Killed by a brain damage vehicle. And Viper returns. Both flags at base. 103-4 is the score here in the favour of No Fear. V2's picked up the flag for No Fear. Not got a lot of health. Got quite far. He's passed off the flag. FaZe has returned the Inferno flag. The flag in the field here for the Hades flag is in the field. And Tashik 1 picks up the flag. Not got a lot of speed. Walking up the hill at the moment. Being chained fairly hard. Now he's down. Flag is now being pushed down into the middle, but brain damage gets a return. Both flags at base again. First map here was Slapdash, won by Hades 4-0. Second map is Abaddon. Someone's forgot to set the clock, if you're listening. There's 24 minutes 50 seconds left on the clock, which is slightly wrong. I think it should be 20 minutes, something. So the clock is set wrongly here, but we've had about 5 minutes of the game gone. NF are doing alright here. Their light on flag looks like, oh, nearly fell in the lava. Sorry, that was actually Hades' light on flag. Viper nearly fell in the lava. I don't know, should I set the time or should I leave it to captains? I'm not sure what the ladder rules are. I think it should be the captains who are responsible for setting the time limit. I'll let them set it. I don't want to set it and upset somebody. Because I'm a nice guy, really. Well, anyway, NF here are winning the second map. There we go. Now one of the admins must be listening to me, and he's changed the time limit to 25 minutes, so we have 19 minutes left on the clock. I think it was FaZe who's changed it. We have Tajant 1 who's picked up the flag here. Not got too much speed. He's going to try and get back into his strike. He's back in his strike. But his strike is being hurt hard, and the strike is down. Flag returned by Envian. Watching Flash Axe, who's a replacement for the Lagger. Lagger being Bunny. V2's picked up the flag, not got a lot of speed, and being Elf, being hit by turrets. Does a disc jump, now really not got any health, and killed by Lobotomy. Team killed by Lobotomy, that is. And Snipshit returns. Brosmelli's got a grab. Being hurt by his spider turret. Could he get back into his strike? He's trying. Oh, someone's lagged out. I've lagged out. Nope. Now, there we go. Because of lag, I think that was a lag spike. He's actually missed the strike. And he's trying to walk home now, which isn't going to work too well, I don't think. He's got 3 light D all over him with chain gun. And here he goes. He's about to die. He's surprised he lost this long. He's killed one of the light D. Now he's got a 4 light D on him. He's being chained really hard, and now he's down eventually. Infidetes missile kills him. All them light D chaining him, and they will miss him. Right, remember, this is for the number one spot here. So if the score stays the same, we'll be going to the third map. Third map tonight, I think. Oh, Heretic. If you read the rules, the 14 versus 14 is 25 minutes, and the 10 versus 10 is 20 minute time limits. I'm sure you were an admin at one point, so you really should know that. But anyway, we're watching Riddick has the flag of the Hades team. Tajant 1 has the flag for the NF team, but he's just dropped it. Let's see if we can go over to Riddick. I didn't see the grab there. I was reading IRC. Riddick has got about halfway. No, he's actually near enough home now. He's passed off the flag, though, because he didn't have much health. While V2 picks up the flag, V2 taken out by spike turrets. Snipshit has picked up the flag for Hades. He's not too far from his flagstone, but he's being chained really hard, and I think the flag could have gone into the lava there. Lobotomy picks up the NF flag. I didn't see where the flag went before, and the Inferno flag was returned. It must have gone into the lava. Lobotomy's dropped it. Unlucky there, Hades. Hades nearly crafted. Watching brain damage. Ooh, goes in for the cap, but lands on the flagstone wrong and loses all his speed and gives up his flag run. And now he's taken out by spike turrets. Tajik 1 picked up the flag. Oh, I've got to switch to someone in a strike again. Tajik 1's got no health at all, but he's going pretty fast. Oh, nice shot there by Viper. What an MA. Alright, the moment watching Lobotomy, looks like a sniping dude. Hey, he sniped somebody there, I'm not sure who it was, because they didn't die. Okay, we're watching at the moment Little Boots, who looks like he's doing a bit of striking. Brain damage here, looks like he's attacking the enemy vehicle pad. Here he comes. Little Boots raping the enemy generators in medium with a shield pack. Oh, nearly dead, being taken out by somebody. Oh, and taken out by Clamp Turret of Infidity. Brosmelli has the flag here now. Looks like he's trying to get back into a strike. His strike's being chained. Strike hasn't got. Oh! Gets in the way of a runaway vehicle, lands on the back of it. Right, we've got 14 minutes left on the clock here. Right, score is 108-7 in the favour of No Fear. Of course, if No Fear win this one, they will take it to a third map. I was trying to look what that third map was, but I've absolutely forgotten. Let's have a quick look here. Right, third map tonight will be Damnation. If this is taken to a third map, it will be Damnation. We've got 14 minutes left on the clock. I mean, Hades has got plenty of time to get back into this. Both flags at base, 108-7 is the score. I think at the moment it is actually fairly even, I must say. Both teams have got good defences. Both teams' offences are doing fine as well. I mean, the generators actually, I think that's the NF generators, have been taken down now, but they're up almost straight away. They've got Infiditi or whoever he is, whatever his name is, down there repairing them. So, pretty much as soon as the generators are being taken down on both sides, they're going straight back up. Right, it's 109-8 is the score. Both flags at the base. Pale just returned it. Brosmelli had a grab and he died. Have I lagged? No. I don't know what happened there. I think I lagged. Saw something. Pings seem to be about what they are the whole way through. NF are basically pinging on average probably 50 to 100 more than Hades. Well, I'd say probably 50 to 75 more than Hades. Apart from Chano, of course, the resident, I think, 56k at Hades. He's pinging 266. If he's not 56k, he should be complaining to his ISP. Ooh, let's go watch Little Boots. I think he's just raping the base at the moment. Tashik 1's got a grab. I'm watching Little Boots with one generator down. He's being taken out now. Generator's down. Little Boots has got them down, but he's being plasmid. And now he's destroying all the... Ooh, sorry, I'm getting all confused what's happening on here. Little Boots basically destroyed everything and then ran away and still survived. At the moment we have, who's this? Brain damage, jumped out of his strike, got knocked back by his strike and fell straight into the lava. Now I'm watching Vabe, who's doing a bit heavy offense, looks like around the Hades flag area. Keep switching to people in vehicles, it's really annoying. Infiditi, Little Boots still has that generator area taken down. I keep switching to people in vehicles, this is really pissing me off now. Someone please make a really good observer hood. One of you leaked scripters out there. Yeah, it's actually Sawyer now who's down inside the NF base taking the crap and just raping it silly. Now Sawyer's eventually killed by Infiditi. No, it wasn't. Sorry, it was killed by Vape. Oh! Brain damage taken out on the flag stand by the light on flag. I think it was the light on flag, anyway. And who was that? It was Wildy. Wildy missed the flag completely. He went for the grab and missed it. Right, top scorer here is Enrian. Let's go and have a look. See, oh, Little Boots has just taken over top scorer. He's a heavy inside the enemy base. Here comes Rudek. Got the grab, but no energy at all. Flying over the enemy vehicle pad at the moment. Just about no health. Having to drop lots of flares. And chained by a Luffy gun. NF has picked up the flag. It's V2. Can he get it over the hill? Being elf, he would have got over the hill there, but he was elfed. He is over the hill now. Ooh, sniped out the air by Wildy. Moonbone gets the re-grab. Here's Moonbone, not doing too bad. Nope, nearly dead now. Now he's dead. Lots of disking around the flag happening. Looks like that should be returned now. Yep, returned by Viper. Had about 380s around there, a couple of NF. Here comes brain damage with the grab. Brain damage got a grab. Not a bad speed. Lots of chain on him. But he's getting it. He's going to get over the hill. Oh, run over by Luffy Gun. Nice one there by Luffy Gun, actually, because if he got over that hill, there may have been someone there to pick it up. And the flag was returned. Watching Flash X here. Just skiing down into the middle of the map. He's been doing a bit of light offense, I think, or midfield. Flash X, I think, is a midfield player. He's probably doing a bit midfield there. Watching V2. He's a capper, and he's having to go in light without a vehicle. I think Sawyer and Little Boots have got that base really taken down there. Watching Moonbone going for a grab. Oh, snipe just before he got the grab. Anyway, he decides to grab it anyway. He's got about 3/4 health. Oh, that was a front-to-back grab as well. But he's got quite far around the back. Oh, sniping, missing him. Now he's got someone chaining him from the front. He's got about half health. Still just in the green. Now he's in the red. The disc and Enrian shock lances at him. Nice shock lance there. And Viper says, nice move. I think it was to that shock lance. Here's brain damage with a grab. Being elf, dropping mind to, of course, strike the elf. Get rid of the elf. And V2's picked up the grab flag now. Pretty good grab right over the hill. V2 has. Brain damage then. Still got the flag there for the 80 team, but he's been taken right down. I'm going to go and watch V2. That was a damn good grab. Almost full of health. Back at nearly his flag stand. I keep switching to people who's getting into freaking vehicles. V2 has dropped off the flag. Brosmelli's picked up the flag now in light. I don't know what happened there. Tangent 1's picked up the flag now. It was, I think it was a flag pass, which took a while longer. Tangent 1's dropped it now. Killed by Riddick. Run down by Riddick. But FaZe has picked it up. FaZe has got full health. He's in light. Brosmelli's still got the flag for Hades. FaZe hasn't actually got an energy pack, though. Let's go and have a look at what FaZe is up to. Where's FaZe? FaZe has now dropped the flag. Snipshit snipes. Flag's in the field. Who's this? It's going to be picked up by FaZe again. Let's go and watch Brosmelli, see how he's doing. Brosmelli's in a shrike. Brosmelli's in a shrike. Not a lot of health. If that shrike's destroyed, I think he'll probably die. But flag returns. Snipshit returns it. Hades is going to equalise here. If Hades equalised, the best NF can do is draw. But Tajik 1 gets a quick re-grab. No energy pack or anything. I doubt this is going to last too long, but maybe it'll give his team a couple more seconds to try and return the flag. Anyway, not much of a light D on him. I think all the light D were trying to retrieve it previously, so he's just running all far, far away, as far as he can. Now the flag's down. Flag returned. And now this should be a cap. Unless he cocks up. No. Cap there by Brosmelli. Nice cap. Disc on him just as he capped. But no, still makes the cap 1-1, 115 to 112 is the score here. NF could go for a grabs win here, actually. All they need is another 3 more grabs than what Hades gets. 115 to 12 is the score, both flags at base. 7 minutes left on the clock. It's a bit risky going for a grabs win with 7 minutes left on. You never know. Oh, the NF vehicle pad's down. That can't be good. Brain damage has picked up the flag. Not a bad grab there. I think that's pretty good grab. Got full health. Halfway home. In the middle now. And he's not being chained by anyone. There's lots of light D, but nowhere near him. Oh, switching to people in vehicles again. Brain damage has dropped the flag. It was a pass off to Enrian. I don't think that was a good move, because Enrian's nearly dead now. V2's died. He's got the flag for NF. Snipshit returned the flag. Can Henry manage to cap it? Let's have a look. Here he comes up to the flag stand. Half health. No. Paolo picks up the flag. And Henry's dropped it. Killed by a Luffy gun. And Inferno flag was returned. Must have gone straight into the lava. Oh, Henry says sorry. It's not good enough, boy. Stupid boy. Right, okay, score is 117 to 113. That's a four grab lead for NF. Four grab lead. 5.5 minutes left on the clock. Here comes Little Boots. Going to rape their generators, I presume. Watch him for a little minute. Oh, and Sawyer at the same time. Nice timing there, guys. I think it was Sawyer, anyway. Watching Little Boots here. It's a heavy day. Riddick picked up the flag. Just flying over the... Oh, flying over the enemy side base, I was going to say. But he's down. Killed by Kukan. Oh, and Vati has taken down the Hades vehicle pad. The Hades vehicle pad is down now. V2's picked up the flag. He's gone right over the hill. Full health. Lagged a little bit there. But no one on him. He's lagging a little bit. His warp's about 4 or 5 times. Not bad health. About 3/4 health. His flag is at base. I think this could be a cap for NF. Oh, now he's been dissed, but not enough to kill him. Snipe missed. Cap. 2-1. 218 to 214 is the score. NF winning again. As soon as they needed a cap, they made one. Wildy's picked up the flag, but he's been elfed and he's going to go straight into the lava. And he's in the lava. Okay, it's 218 to 115 now. Spigs has picked up the flag. Spigs is being elfed. Spigs is going to be taken down here. 4 minutes left on the clock. I reckon this is going to go to a tiebreaker. Unless Hades can quickly get a cap here. Watching Sawyer, who's skiing over in medium. Just coming up right behind the enemy base. I don't know how he skied all that far in medium. But anyway, now we have Ruddock, who's got the flag. Being chained hard. Lots and lots of chain. Looks like about 5 light D. Oh, and brain damage passes off a strike, but Riddick ignores the strike. Luffy Gun goes for the return. Luffy Gun gets a kill. Luffy Gun... Oh, no, brain damage picked up the flag. Brain damage has been dissed. Now Moonbone has got the grab for NF. Being elfed. Moonbone is being elfed and chained from the front. But Henry has picked up the flag for NF. It's in the middle. Big melee in the middle of the field here. Now being chained and down by Nigel Carter. Now Jakarta returns both flags in field. 219 to 116 is the score. Both flags at base, sorry. Both flags picked up. Wildy's got the Inferno flag. Kukan's got the flag for NF. Wildy's down. Wildy's been sniped out of the air by Tajus Vaza. Kupan Setter returns. Let's go see if we can have a look at Kukan, who's just dropped the flag by Snipshit. Snipshit chains him. Snipshit has returned. Both flags at base now, 220 to 117. 3 minutes left. The NF base is down. NF generator is down. V2 picks up the flag. V2 stands straight away. Henry kills him on the flag stand. Storm flag return. Brain damage has picked up the flag. Not a bad grab here. He's got 2 strikes as options to jump into, but he's down before he can even get down far enough to get into the strikes. And phase return. Brosmally is lining up, looks like it now. Luffy Gun is a strike D. Watching Luffy Gun now. Picked up the flag, not a lot of health though. I'm sorry, that wasn't Luffy Gun, that was Riddick. My Blibhood is now lying to me as well as being an asshole and switching to people in vehicles. Snipshit sniping. Watching Wongo. Wongo looks like the turret monkey here. Here's brain damage. Looks like he's about lining up for a cap. Here he comes. And he's out of his strike now. And here he comes. He's got the flag. Not a bad cap. Being elfed. He's not going to get anywhere now. He's being elfed. He's down on the ground and dissed by Parler. No chance. As soon as he was being earthed, I knew he was down. NF have got a lot of light D here. They can't afford to lose a cap. They're going to take it to the tiebreaker, it looks like it. V2's picked up the flag. Sniped though. Wildy's picked up the flag for Inferno. Dropping lots of flares. He looks like Wildy can get, could even get over the hill there. No, Wildy's dropped it. I think that was a pass off there, because Wildy's not dead. I wasn't looking at him at the time, but Lobotomy's returned it anyway. Wildy didn't actually die there, so it must have been a pass off, but Lobotomy got the return. Here comes in brain damage. Brain damage picked up the flag, only half health. And he's being chained really hard there. Killed by Kukenkin's chain gun. 60 seconds left. 60 seconds. Score is 222 to 122. So the grabs are right back up. If someone can just get a cap. Spiggs has got the flag. If they're starting to let Spiggs cap, they must be desperate for a cap. Spiggs is down by the AA turret. NF have got a lot of defense here. I don't think they're going to get through. Wildy's picked up the flag. He's nearly dead anyway. He's down now. And big, huge amounts of people around there. About six or seven. Snipchat picks up the flag. Snipchat down straight away as soon as he touches it. Anyway, Chano's got the flag now. Let's have a look at Chano. Let's have a look. Moonbone's picked up the flag. Chano has got not a lot of health. He's down near the NF flag area. He's down. Flag return. Moonbone's dropped it. Makes a perfect 100-point turn landing. 12 seconds left. This is going to go to the tiebreaker. Tiebreaker tonight, lads, is Damnation.
4, 3, 2, 1.
And game over. Right, next one tonight, lads, is Damnation. First map was Slapdash, won by Hades. Cap out. They pretty much dominated that match really well. They dominated it. They won on a cap out. NF second map won 2-1. Just seemed they could get a cap when they needed it. Got the first cap. As soon as Hades capped, NF just came back with another straight good cap. Anyway, we're on to now Damnation, which should be interesting watching. This is a tiebreaker. I'm not sure who's going to win this one. You've got the NF people who basically do a lot of light. A lot of light offense, a lot of light defense, it seems. And then you've got Hades, who uses quite a lot of heavy and medium as well. A lot of generate going on. So we'll see. This could be an interesting one, Damnation. Anyway, I'll drop you into some music as we're waiting for the third map to load up.
On a Cadillac, a little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. I thought I knew what love was. What did I know? Those days are gone forever. I should just let them go. But I can see you, your brown skin shining.
I can see you.
little mix up with everyone joining the wrong sides on this. Hades will join Storm when they're meant to be Inferno. I know it's Damnation, but the sides are slightly different, although it says they're meant to be the same. If you look at the back base, go on the back base and stand in the corner of it, the outside corner, looking at the flagstand, and there is actually a slight difference if you look at the land. And apparently there's a tree ruining a cap root on one of them as well, apparently. How lame sort of excuse is that? Anyway, here we go. Everyone's just sort of getting on the teams anyway. Hades have got 16 people on the server saying we're gonna have 16 for damn, is that okay? Reinforcements. Luffy Gun says hi to everybody. And I'll drop into some music. Shouldn't be too long now, hopefully, for the third map to start here. If it starts in the next minute or so, excuse me, I'm just going for some food, because I'm actually starving. They have to put a nice good song on it in the time being. Teams, because I've switched my mind a little bit. Right, but NF, no fear, who's Storm, we've got Vay, V2, Pala, Moonbone, Tajay, Vasa, FaZe, Lobotomy, Luffy Gun, Vati, Kupin Seta, NPBT, Najul Gati, Kukun, Ken, and Tajik 1. But Inferno, which is Hades, we've got Bandulu, Snipshit, Wongo, Wildy, Brosmelly, Viper, Flashex, Cold Lizard. I think Cold Lizard is a new player here. Riddick, Soil, Little Boots, Spigs, Gay Creeper, and Enrian. I think Gay Creeper's new as well. Hopefully it shouldn't take too long. It is 14 versus 14 on the server. It shouldn't take too long. I'll get back into some music. Grab your food and let's start walking. Come on, 15 seconds to go on the countdown here. Let's go and watch Enrian. It's because Enrian's a monkey. At least there's no vehicles here to piss me off anyway. Look, here's Enrian. He's crap. He's got his blaster out. Right, match has begun. He's still got it. Nah, he's got his disc now. He's not that crap. Okay. He's spamming the Hades entrance from his mini tower. Hey, he's killed someone. He's killed FaZe with his disc. NF are also spamming the Hades entrance. I think it's pretty standard to spam the entrance. Now I've got two people spamming the entrances. Hard boy. Gate creepers die. Hades is turning in some heavies. Two heavies. Three heavies. Eventually, Enrian goes to pick up something. Sniper, disc, shock lamps. No chain gun! He's got to be in midfield using that combo. I'm eating here, you know. Sniping there, disking. V2's got a grab. Going back to front. Got really good grab here, but losing energy fast there. It was Wildy's missile that killed him in the end. I'm not sure who that was chaining, but he was being chained hard. Two heavies in there, in the NF base. Didn't get to see who they were. One of them was... Generators now down. One of them was Bandulu. NF generators are down. My Twixes are tasty. Right, watching Moonbone now, who's out of area, out of bounds. Lining up for a cap, I would expect. Right, watching on the light D's, who's lobotomy, half health. Sniper, chain gun, disc is a combo. Hades is still sending over lots of heavies. Then we'll look, watch one of those heavies, who I know is Bandulu. Here comes Bandulu now, just about to go over the halfway hill. Mortars flying in towards the entrance. Missed the entrance, hit the roof, but you know. Well, same Moonbone's got a grab, but Elfden is in the water. Walking around in the water, probably going to die. Out of the water! And going to die, and the flag's going to go in the water. Died, flag in the water. Score is actually 2-0 in grabs. Map is domination. First map won by Hades, which was Slapdash 4-0. Second map was Eurotour Baden, won by NF 2-1. And two grabs up here, NFR. I don't think Hades are trying to cap yet. A lot of teams use a tactic of use some extra heavy offense at the start, so it really fucks them over bad, and they're all kind of dead at the start of the game. And they really can't pull it back, because as soon as the base is down, all the turrets are down, and players haven't got heavy anymore to do heavy D or anything. Less players can keep the base down than it takes to actually take it down. So then you put those players into cap. And that's a good tactic. Anyway, watching Moonbone here. Going for a grab. There's a light on flag. Who hasn't seen him? But she misses a flag. Moonbone misses a flag. That would have actually been a good grab, because there's no elf on them, and there's no chain, no nothing, and it got quite far. But they missed the flag. Anyway, V2's picked up the flag. Half health. Heading towards the top base of the Hades. Passed off the flag because he's running it, getting chained really bad. And no one managed to pick it up though. The person who was meant to pick it up is now dead. I'm not sure who it was. And now V2's dead. Killed by Enrim. And F base still down. And F generators have been down for quite a while now. They have got quite a few remote inventory stations out. Now the generators are up. As soon as anyone gets anything out, killed straight away by a mortar. Generators back down. Here comes another heavy. It's Spigs. Spigs in heavy. Never. Spigs is losing health. He's in the water. Don't know what he's down in the water for. he could be going for the sewers. No, he's just standing there. Now he's discing something. Anyway, V2's picked up the flag. Not a lot of health. Being chained, he's going to die. No health at all. Chained down by a Viper. Flag in the field. And that's Cold Lizard in heavy, raping the generator. The Hazy team, I think the generator... Where's he gone? What happened to Cold Lizard? There we go, the generator down. He's gone down into the sewers. Ah, Spiggs is here as well. Spiggs is in the sewers as well. Now they've got two heavies raping the generators. NF generators are down, and who's that? I think that's Bandulu. Bandulu's in the heavy, just going through the door of the NF base. That's three heavies down there. Cold Lizard's now dead. Henry is saying ceasefire. Don't know why. Stay and watch Moonbone. He is one of the NF cappers. Ah, just as we say that, he's just lining up for a cap. Here he comes. 3, 2, 1. Grab. Still on the flagstone. Stubbed his toe. Lost all his speed. Sniped out the air, being chained, nearly dead, nearly got it over the hill. But didn't. Ugh. So, needed a drink there. Now we're watching Cooper Cetra's picked up the flag. He's actually got full health, not being hurt that much. Gone through the middle, lowest gap of the hill. Now being chained hard, two snipes missed. Being chained really hard now, but he's back at his own entrance to his base. He's dropped the flag. Passed it off to Najuk somebody. Now this could be a cap. 3, 2, 1. Cap. Oh, and NF have gone one cap up here. 105 to nil. It's got the five grabs they need for a grab win if they cap. And they're winning by a cap. If Hades cap here, NF has still got a five grab lead. Nice going here by NF. Now Brosmelli is starting to grab the flag. Brosmelli's picked up the flag. Now he's dead straight away by lobotomy. NF have got a couple of good lights on the flag. Could this be NF taking the number one spot and ruining my predict it? Because I did vote Hades in three. That's no fair. Watching Bandulu, who's one of the heavies. I don't think the Hades base doesn't look too bothered. I mean, none of the oh, there's some adventure stations there which have been hurt. But generally, I mean, the NF base, the Hades base isn't doing too bad. They seem to have a few spike turrets up and everything. I mean, they're not doing too bad. The NF base has been down for long periods of time. Both flags at base score is 105 to 1. NF are using a lot of lights in midfield and light D here. I think the heavies are actually maybe... Watch Bandulu, he's just come all the whole way. Bandulu's shock lanced in the back. Bandulu, oh, I think that was from a front shock lance, actually. Not dead. Moonbone's picked up the flag. Full health, being chained hard now. Nearly over the middle. Over the middle. Flag in field. Brosmelli's picked up the flag for Hades. He's being chained hard. Brosmelli, flag has been returned now. Brosmelli's still got the flag for Hades, though. Not a lot of health, but he's got back near to his door. He's back at the Hades base, being chained hard. He's passed the flag off to Wongo. Wongo's got the flag. Here comes Wongo. This could be a cap here. Wongo's got full health. Unless it, oh, but V2's picked up the flag and grabbed the flag. That would have been a cap there by Wongo, but V2 picked up the flag. Wongo's still got the flag. Flag should be returned any second now. Flag return. Here comes Wongo. Wongo, cap. 1-1, 107-102 is the score though. So Hades are still losing by five grabs here. So they really need to get some grabs and some more caps to be fair with them. But it is 107-102. Scores 107-102 here. Watching lobotomy, he's this NF sniper. Looks like he's just lining up at a capper. Don't know if he got him.
Little Boots, he's a heavy. In the water at the NFAce, near the entrance to the sewers, but can't get in there because he's got a couple of people shooting him, or shooting at him. Now he's going to get him to go for the sewers, but Tajik 1 picked up the flag for NF. Not a lot of health, I don't know why he grabbed because he really hasn't got a lot of health. Passes off the flag, I think that should be returned pretty much straight away there. No, picked up by V2, nice pick up there. And V2's got halfway home, full health, just used his health pack to get full health. Oh, now he's got about half health. This could be a cap here, passed off the flag. Cold Lizards has picked up the flag for Hades now. Kukan has been picked up the flag for... Oh, been MA'd. Kukan was MA'd. Kukan here is nearly dead now. Oh, and he sniped out of the air. Flag is in the field. V2's picked it up though. NF flag returned. Tajik 1 picks up the flag. Enrian has picked up the flag there for Hades. Tajik 1's got the flag now. Tajik 1's been MA'd out of the air by Brosmelli. Water in the... NF flag been returned. Who was that? Najik one picked up the flag. He's in the water. Brosmelli returns it. Unlucky there, NF. They nearly got another cap. Score is over 108 to 103, so it's still got the 5 grab lead. Watching Riddick at the moment, and Snipshit seems to be doing a bit defense. He seems to be standing still. No, yeah, now he's moving. Watching Wildy. I think Wildy's a heavy D, and he's saying he's on it to me, but there's not a lot of offense going on now compared to the mayhem which was going on a couple of seconds ago. Oh, and here comes in a Kappa. Kappa is Flash X. Coop and Seth has just left the game, so NF are a player down. Flash X is in the water though. Nearly out the water. He's out the water now. Got not a bad run out of the water. He's passed off the flag. Flag carrier missed it. It's Cold Lizard. But Cold Lizard's got the flag now, being chained from behind, but the chain isn't hitting him and he's got over the hill. This could be a cap here. Now he's getting chained from the front as well from the back. Half health. Ooh, being chained hard now. Now he's going to be dead. He's dead. But can they get the flag? It's right near his door entrance. Sawyer picks it up. He's in medium with a shield pack. Being dissed hard. Not a lot of health. He's been taken out. Sawyer's dropped it. Wongo's got the flag. This should be a cap, but no. V2's picked up the flag for NF. V2's been sniped and chained by Cold Lizard. I can't see the flag carrier. Flag carrier's in the flag stand, and it's a cap for Hades. 204 to 109 is the score. Hades have taken the lead from one cap down. Of course, the winner of this, of course, wins them game. Can Hades successfully defend their number one position? Moonbone now has a flag. NF are a player down. 14 versus 13 here at the moment. Coupon Set has rejoined. I'll put him in as soon as I can. Change to Storm. Coupon Set is in. Right, it's back up to 14 versus 14. Watching Moonbone now. He's got the flag almost halfway home. He's passed off the flag. Not sure who to. Watching the flag at the moment. A lot of mayhem around the flag. A lot of discs going in, and Cold Lizard returns it. Both flags. Oh, no, one flag's actually been dropped in the field, but. 205 to 110 the score is. NF have got that vital 5 grab lead if they can just get a cap. NF base is down. NF base has been down for long, long periods of time during this game. Luffy Gun is lagging a lot there. Hades' individual scores are so much higher. Flash X picks up the flag about 3 elves on him and he's straight in the water. He's dropped the flag just because, you know, he's not going to do anything with it. Oh, and he goes to try and pick it up, but he's killed by Luffy Gun. NF need a cap here to stay in it. They get a cap, they can at least draw. Just have a look at the ladder at the moment. No Fear are actually in fourth at the moment, so if No Fear actually manage to get a draw here, of course they will go up to second position, overtaking Drunken Old Farts and Geisha Assassins. 206-211 is the score at the moment. Watching Luffy again, one watching Tajik one. Admin has eventually changed the time to 25. I didn't notice that side. Sorry, I was, you know, quieted a little bit. I was reading a bit of IRC. Oh, who's this got a good grab here? Cold Lizard right over the hill. No missile out the air by Infiniti. Unlucky there. He's got a really good grab. And now, re-picked up by Spiggs. Let's see what Spiggs can do. Spiggs is being chained quite hard. He's sort of in the middle of the map. Oh, dissed by Luffygan. Flag in the field. And been returned by Luffygan. 111-207 is the score. This is rather boring now. Come on, hurry up. Someone win. Got 8 minutes left. It's Damnation. First map was slapdash beat, won by Hades. Totally owned by Hades, to be honest. Second map was Abaddon. Fairly equal, but NF won it 2-1. Watching Moonbone now. His map is Damnation. 2-1 is the score. 8 minutes left on the clock. Hades winning. V2's picked up the flag. Full health. One bit of chain. Dropping missiles. Not got a lot of speed now. Oh, can he make it? Not got a lot of speed. Half health. Can he get to his flag stand? Nearly there. Nearly there. Cap. Cap for NF. Scores 212-208. Cold Lizard picks up the flag for Hades. He's nearly out of bounds. And not a lot of health. He's probably going to die. Viper is saying lots of laughs, ping fuckage server ownage. Yes, it is ping fuckage, I agree, but Hades are doing the ping fucking here. NF have got a lot worse pings compared to Hades, guys. The packet loss, there's a little bit here and there. Some people have got 3, some people have got 6 every so often, but it's not a lot of packet loss. It's not terrible. It's not great, but it's not terrible. Score is now back up to 212-208. We've got a game on here. At the moment we're going to have is the score stay exactly the same. I mean, NF all they need is one more grab and they would actually... Spiggs picks up the flag. And the flag was returned straight away. I'm not sure who returned it. No one returned it. That seems very odd. Anyway, Enron's picked up the flag. He's gone into the water though. He's dead, he's in the water. That was a bit of lag going on there. Oh, my ping's gone up bad now. My ping's now up to 200. My ping was a state... Whoa, everybody's ping is up. Everybody's ping is over 100. Now it's gone back down. Everybody's ping just went up by about 100 now. And again, everyone's ping keeps going up now. Now this server's starting to deteriorate. I thought it was a good server before, but now everyone's... I don't know why, but the ping seems to be going a little bit crazy. Score is 212-210, so NF have lost their grabs lead, really. Cold Lizard picked up the flag, he's down now. Flag should be returned fairly easily. If they want it returned. But no, Brosmelli's picked up the flag now. He's got over the hill, no health at all, really. Kukan's picked up the flag for NF. Going back front to back grab, so that he's going to get far, and he's lagging like hell. Server's really gone downhill the last couple of minutes here. 8 minutes left on the clock. Kukan's got the flag. And Brosmelli has the flag. Brosmelli's dropped it. I haven't been watching it. Wongo's picked up the flag. Kukan's dropped the flag. It looks like it was a pass off because he hasn't actually died as of yet. Passed off to Infiniti, but Infiniti's in medium with no energy, no pack at all. He's being hammered by lots of people and now he's dead. But Parler's picked up the flag. Midair grab. The lag on Parler. Parler is lagging like. Oh, everyone is over 300. What the hell is wrong with the server? Everyone's over 300 one second, everyone's back to normal 80 the next. Anyway, we've got both flags. We're on a flag stand off at the moment. Brosmelli has the flag for Hades underwater. And let's have a look where Najukarta's keeping the flag. Najukarta is keeping the flag in his base in light, but he hasn't got a lot of health. He's come out of his base now. He's in light. He hasn't got hardly any health at all. Oh, he's been sniped out the air by Enrin. Flag in the water. Can they get a pickup? Yeah, Taz Tavares has picked it up. He's out in the open. Let's go and have a look at... He's actually being chained hard, so let's watch him. Ah, no. Yeah, well, the chain was missing him, and flag safe, I think. He's at the back with about 2-3 people defending him, all chaining anyone who comes anywhere near him. Let's go and have a look at Brosmelly, see what Brosmelly's up to. Brosmelly's in heavy with a shield pack inside his base. Ooh, fair play here, must say. And he's hiding in his base with a shield pack in heavy. I have to say, this is very sportsmanlike here. No turtling going on at all. Who knows the word turtle on this game, eh? Anyway, let's go. Oh, Taz just dropped it. Enryu and Snipe, this should be picked up fairly easy, I think. Yeah, Najik picks it up, but FaZe team kills. Now Parlez picks it up. It's in the water. Parlez down by Enryu. FaZe has picked up. Enryu seems to be doing a lot of killing here. Enryu should get another kill here, amazingly, somehow. I don't know how he manages to kill people. He's rather crap. No offense. Enryu's a mate. Oh, and Snipchat returns it. Snipchat returns. Let's go and have a quick look at Brosmelly, see what he's up to. Brosmelly's still in heavy. He's passed the flag off now to Wongo, who's in light. And there's going to be a grabber for NF. V2's grabbed it for NF. Front to back grab, though. He's got quite a lot of health, but he's gone a long way around. NF rolling to return the flag now, otherwise, you know, this is going to be really bad for them. This is going to be a cap for Hayes, I think. Oh, actually, V2's done really good. Oh, now he's been sniped. Now he's not doing so good. Now he's passed off the flag. He's lagging like a bitch. Wongo's dropped it. Lobotomy returns the flag for NF. Unlucky there, Hayes. I kept the flag for a long time, turtling. As soon as they get it outside their base, it's returned. Riddick's picked up the flag there. And no light D on him at all. And now here comes a couple. FaZe has got the flag for NFO, being chained hard. Snipchat kills him eventually. There's a lot of chain on FaZe there. Snipchat returns the flag. Let's go and have a look at Riddick, because Riddick was getting away pretty good. Riddick's actually now dropped it. Killed by somebody. Spigs has picked up the flag. Spigs looks like he can cap it here. Full health. Heavy on flag, but no. Spigsy caps it. 3-1 for Hades. Two minutes, 40 seconds left on the clock. This is going to be really good here for Hades. Hades look like they can cap it here. Cap it here? Sorry, they've already capped it. I'm just getting very confused. Yeah, it's actually 3-1 here for Hades. Alright, NF have got to get a cap now. If they want to win, NF have got to get a cap. The flag was in the water and Moonbone picks it up. Now that was rather silly because he's just been killed. It's back in the water. You're waiting another 45 seconds when there's only 2 minutes on the clock. You don't want to do that one. Score is at the moment 312 to 215. Flash X has picked up the flag. Just chucks it in the water and picks it back up. Flag in the water. Hades flag in the water. Gonna wait another 20 seconds until the flag's returned for Hades, so NF can get another grab. And Spigs picks up the flag when it's in the water. Chained down. NF have got to get a cap here, and they've got 1 minute 30 seconds to get in. Oh, Tajik one sniped out the air by Snipchat. Coupon set is down. Seconds left on the clock. V2's picked up the flag and Riddick's picked up the flag. Riddick is chained down. Where's V2? V2 has also dropped the flag, killed by Wongo, spike to it. And as you see that, 34 seconds left on the clock here. I don't think NF are going to be able to cap. The flag is going to take another 33 seconds to return. Vabe has picked up the flag. Flash X has dropped it. Here we have Vabe with the flag. No, flag's in water. 20 seconds. I don't think you can even cap in 20 seconds. Gatecreeper picks up the flag.